The state superintendent is looking for an attorney in case charges come from an office incident. A specialized psychiatrist is available for women becoming mothers, and details on the Oklahoma City Thunder's new uniform. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 22nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is looking for legal representation after images of nude women appeared on his office television during a board meeting executive session. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports that's despite the Oklahoma House Speaker calling the situation a bizarre accident.
According to reporting from nonprofit news outlet NonDoc, documents show Walters wants to hire an attorney for, quote, pre-charge criminal defense in Oklahoma County, covering advising on and recommending strategies to minimize the likelihood of criminal charges being filed, as well as preparing for the possibility of charges. Walters submitted an application to the state attorney general's office with an anticipated total cost of $100,000 for the representation. After the July State Board of Education meeting, two board members reported seeing nude women on Walters' TV. Earlier this month, House Speaker Kyle Hilbert said, according to a private report, he believes it was the 1985 R-rated Jackie Chan film, The Protector. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Muscogee Nation Supreme Court is standing by its decision that grants tribal citizenship to Muscogee freedmen descendants. Sarah Lisi reports on the recent news in this long-debated issue.
After last month's landmark freedmen citizenship ruling in the Muscogee Nation Supreme Court, the Tribal Nation Citizenship Board petitioned for a rehearing of the case. The board said the court's opinion creates a constitutional crisis because it cancels the supreme act of the people's sovereignty. Despite the petition, the Muscogee Nation Supreme Court stands by its opinion, which is backed by the Treaty of 1866. On Wednesday, the court denied the board's motion to rehear arguments about the case involving Muscogee freedmen descendants Rhonda Grayson and Jeffrey Kennedy, who were denied tribal citizenship in 2019. In response, the Muscogee Nation issued a statement saying, quote, "We will move forward thoughtfully, exploring all options to ensure we remain within the law and in accordance with our Constitution." In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma has its first full-time perinatal psychiatrist. That's a doctor dedicated exclusively to women's mental health during pregnancy and after childbirth. We get details from Sierra Pfeiffer.
Dr. Kaylee Woody just opened her practice at Mercy Hospital in Oklahoma City. She treats women during the perinatal period, from gestation through their first year postpartum. She says she gained an interest in maternal care when she learned about the unique mental health challenges surrounding pregnancy.
Women have always been labeled as crazy, right? And now we're able to say there is a biologic basis for this. It is not made up. It is not a personality trait. There's a reason.
Studies show maternal mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and birth, affecting 800,000 families in the U.S. every year. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma City Thunder unveiled its 2025-26 NBA City Edition uniform. The team says the design plays tribute to Native and Indigenous cultures that shape Oklahoma's identity and community spirit. The OKC Thunder will debut the uniform and a matching court during Native American Heritage Night on November 19th against the Sacramento Kings. Fans can view the uniform at the First Americans Museum through September 5th, with a digital exhibit running through November. And you can also see a photo of the uniform at kgou.org. Find more news on our website and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.